side of that. And we try to talk about things, and we'll go pretty well for a chunk of time. And then one of us gets triggered, and then the conversation usually just goes downhill from there, and nothing ever really gets resolved.
Okay, boom. So Amanda, just take a stab at that, as if you and her are having coffee and you're just like, okay, so try to understand her.
Okay. I hear that you and your partner also are going through trouble just trying to talk through things. You can do well for a chunk of time talking, but usually issues come up and they might trigger either one of you, and then the conversation goes downhill from there. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
And I can relate.
Yep. And then there's a little shared humanity there, which is I can relate, right? Awesome. And Rebecca and Amanda, where are you guys calling from?
I'm in New York.
I'm in Ohio.
Okay. Awesome. Building a bridge from Ohio to New York. Okay, cool. So let's unpack this just a little bit, what just happened there. What's the basic tool we're using here, or tools that just happened there? Anybody?
Reflective listening.
Yep. That's the basic one, right? Reflective listening.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then there's another one that happened a couple of times.
Sharing impact.
In a way, yeah. Like I can relate, you could say, is sharing impact. Is that what you were thinking, or was there something else?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's another one? MJ's saying empathy, getting their world. Yep. Yep. Trying to get someone's world, right? Trying to understand their experience, what it's like to be them. Okay. What else? What question did they ask? Clarifying question did they ask after they reflected back? Yeah, shared reality. So Jennifer, just type that in. Okay. Shared reality. Does someone want to speak to that? Shared reality, Jennifer. Do you want to just say what that is?
Yeah. So when each asked, "Do I have that right?" It's basically getting the confirmation or affirmation that you're agreeing, that you're in the same, that you understand each other, that you've been understood, so that your reality of the experience of what's going on is shared.
Yeah. Yep. We're just trying to get on the same page.
Yep.
You know, Amanda wants to get on the same page as Rebecca. Rebecca wants to get on the same page as Amanda. What happens if we don't get on the same page?
Miscommunication.
Yeah. And that can look like what starts to happen there. Like in your life when that happens.
Sometimes it can lead to me being accused of lying in a later conversation when really I was misunderstood initially.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of a sudden we're truth bending, we're lying, now we're in a fight, people are triggered, like what the fuck is going on here? We end up feeling like we did in our childhood home, feeling misunderstood and like no one understands us. Yeah, Leonora, disconnection and misunderstanding, resentments. Yep, checking out. There's lots of things that can be the cost of not getting on the same page. So I'm just going to type this in so we're all on the same page. Okay. In the past, this tool has been called getting their world. And there's five, and this is basic listening. Okay. And this is five, there's five basic steps to this, which we're going to cover. Now we're changing the name of this. The intention is still to get someone's world. So that's the same. And we get someone's world by just listening to them. But we're going to sharpen that to a finer point a little more. And we're going to call it, I changed it again, Dax and Jennifer, LUFU, which is listening until they feel understood. Okay, and there's five steps to this. Step one, reflective listening, which just got demoed. Step two, active listening. Step three, confirmation through shared reality. That's also just happened, right? So there wasn't any active listening going on. We'll talk about that in a minute. But there was a confirmation through shared reality, just with a simple question. Do I have that right? Am I following you right? Understanding you? Right, that's just, we just ask a question that confirms we're on the same page. Okay, four, validation. That one didn't happen. We'll talk about that. And then five is what Rebecca mentioned. We share impact. And you could say that was impact. I can relate. Another way that can be more like joining someone, which is a little different than sharing impact. So to be clear, sharing impact, does someone want to model that real quick so we know what that is?
Do we say just how that feels personally, like sharing what that means to me and relating?
Yeah, so when Rebecca shared her thing, what was the impact on you?
It impacted me. I don't want to say negative, but I could relate because I go through similar with my partner.
Right, and what's the relatability in a feeling way? What did you feel in your heart or body or something?
I felt sadness, just relating to the feelings that happened.
Yeah, and was there a particular part about her share where you felt sadness?
Yes, it was towards the end when she was explaining that after a chunk of time goes by and then it kind of derails, the conversation goes south. It seemed like more feelings came out in that sentence.
Cool. So Amanda, now do that in one sentence. Share impact in one sentence, and I'll give you the framework. It's when you blank, I felt blank.
When you said the conversation goes south, I felt sadness.
Boom.
Okay.
That's sharing impact.
Okay.
Okay, it's a basic I feel statement, but it's about us, right? Someone give us an example of sharing impact that's not correct, that turns things ugly in a relationship. What's a wrong way to do impact? Alexa.
I feel like you're angry at me.
Yeah. Boom. See the difference there? Yeah, you made me feel angry. I feel like you're angry at me. Those are things we don't want to say. Why? Why do we not want to say it that way?
It's not self-responsible.
Yeah, and what's my partner likely going to do when I lead with a you statement?
Give one back.
Probably give one back. They're going to get defensive, right? Their porcupine quills are going to come out and they're going to be like, fuck off. They're going to feel judged and blamed and criticized, and it just turns south typically, right? And then Leonora is saying, you made me feel angry. That's another one we want to not say as a general rule of thumb, because it's, again, it's about you and you made me feel this way. Like, you know, we've heard the saying, like, no one's responsible for my feelings but me. So personal responsibility is not leading with you statements. It's leading with I statements. And then some people will sneak it in. Well, I feel like you're being, it's like, no, that's not an I feel statement, because it's not about you. It's about them. So I feel. So Amanda modeled it beautifully there. When you said the ups and downs thing, I felt sadness in me. Okay. let's come back to validation. So what's a validating statement that could have happened there by either one of them?
Chelsea.
Hey, Jason.
Yep.
I'm thinking it would be, I understand, or that makes sense that you feel that way.
Great.
I can see why you feel that way.
Yep. Excellent. That makes sense. I understand. Makes sense why you feel that way. And if you were to say it, MJ to Rebecca or Amanda, and you don't know them at all, and they might be like, well, how do you know it doesn't make sense to you because you don't even know me in my situation? What's a way that you could modify it given that they're new to you?
Would that be where I kind of empathize and have that shared reality that I have that experience too?
It could be. It could be like, that makes, so give me an example using that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not sure what else to, since I don't know them, what else I would add.
Okay. Anyone else want to take a stab at it? Like Leonora's statement is a good one. That it totally makes sense why you feel that way. Well, Amanda and Rebecca might be like, really? How does it make sense? So what could you say to clarify that?
Like, I would say that to Rebecca, that makes sense to me because my partner and I do very similar. Our conversations go downhill very quickly when we get triggered.
Great. Yep. You're bringing in your own experience, just one sentence. You're not turning it into, you're not taking the mic and saying, hey, now let's talk about me and my, what I'm going through. You're just saying it makes sense to me because my partner and I struggle with this similar stuff. Yep. So that's what we're going for there. That's one way to do validation is we bring in our personal experience. And what's another way that doesn't bring in our personal experience at all? Any of you guys that have maybe studied this before?
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I would just say, I hear you. You know, just validating that they've been heard.
Okay. I would need more than that personally. But that is, I do like that. Hey, I hear you, honey. I hear you, friend. And we want to validate them and basically help them feel like they're not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're feeling kind of crazy. They're feeling like, Jesus, there's something wrong with me. Am I the only person that struggles here in relationship? So we say that makes sense. What else can we say that isn't, we don't include our personal experience, but we can include their, part of their story. If we know them or not. Any guesses, anybody? Daxa?
Maybe I think I would feel the same way if I had a partner who got triggered and if I myself got triggered easily.
Great. Yeah, wow, that's intense, Amanda. I might feel the same way if I was in your shoes. Makes sense that you're feeling sad. You know, things like that, right? I can also say if I know a little bit more of the story, this is where if I know more, I can say, hey, Rebecca, that makes sense that you're feeling frustrated that you guys go in this up and down cycle. Your partner gets defensive and then you feel like you're, you know, you get accused of lying. Wow, that sounds really intense. Makes sense that you're feeling really scared and frustrated in your relationship right now because I add why. Why does it make sense to me? Because you've told me before that this is part of your dynamic. And you also come from, you know, you told me your parents, this was the dynamic in your childhood home. So here you are again, feeling the same feelings. So damn, of course you're frustrated. So see how I just included their history there? I didn't know it. I'm just making that up. But if I knew a little more, I would include what I know. Because I'm literally trying to have it make sense. And the way I see the world and the way I see you, I want it to make sense to me. And that, how's that feel, Amanda or Rebecca, if I say it makes sense and I mean it? Like, how's that feel?
Validating.
Right?
Yeah, it feels like it's okay to have that feeling.
Yeah. It's okay to feel this way. You're not insane. Okay, got it. Makes sense based on who you are and who your guy is and what your relationship is. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, cool. That's a short one on validation. We could spend an entire class on that. Yeah, Jennifer.
Yeah, Jason, to me that it's such a way to feel seen by someone, especially when there is more history that can be brought in. It's like, oh, someone really knows me and is really seeing me and is really with me here.
Yep. Yeah, I don't feel so. I feel a little less alone as we're talking, and that feels pretty good, right? Yeah.
Hey, Jennifer and Jason.
Yes.
I think Amanda posed a really good question, and I don't want you guys to miss that.
Okay, cool. How far up back? Oh, how do you validate if it does not make sense or doesn't resonate with you? It's a good one. So, Amanda, let's just talk about that for a minute. What, do you have an example?
Probably too many, but I think between my husband and I, we are finding out our own principles clash. And so as I'm trying to practice these tools, especially validation tends to be hard for me when I don't fully agree with what my husband says. It just doesn't resonate with me. So I'm trying to think.
Yeah. So so you're talking about values now a little bit. You call them principles. I'd call them values, but yeah. Whatever. Right. Same thing.
Right.
What's an example of a value or principle that he holds that's really hard for you? Or an opinion or a belief or a...
I was trying to think, we were just talking about last night. So for instance, I value spending time with family, friends over maintaining the house. And whereas my husband, he prefers to treat everything flat and equal. So he just wants to make sure everything is done. And neither one of his right or wrong.
Like, I'm not totally following you. You value having people over and kind of friends and family. Is that what you said?
Not so much coming over, but like weekends are the time we want to spend time with our kids. So yeah. I want to go out or to a park.
Oh, and out and do stuff.
Right. Yeah. Whereas weekends also are a time, that's the only time my partner has just to catch up and work on things. Mm-hmm. I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I'm at home all the time. And what I want to change a difference for the weekend. So we just see weekends differently. And...
Got it. Okay. So if you guys, it's Friday night and you guys are talking about the next day and you haven't figured out the Saturday yet, you could disagree about what's going to happen Saturday. Is that right?
Right.
At least in preference, like you'd prefer to be maybe together as a family or get a break yourself with the kids and he takes over, you guys go do something fun together.
Right.
And he wants to like work on projects. Maybe
right.
Get along.
Work around the house and work on our endless list. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So how could you, so the question basically is, how do we validate his experience, right? When you're like, I disagree though, like this is like family time.
Right.
That's
an example. I can't think of a specific one, that's a little bit more concrete, I guess. Uh-huh. but basically.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go with that as just general. If something comes that's more specific and maybe hurtful, that might be even better. But for now, we can do it this one. Okay.
Okay.
So it's Friday night. He says, yeah, but I got all these projects. I got to deal with the list. It's really big and long. How do you validate that? Right? That's kind of our question. How do we validate that? So what can, any examples? Anyone want to take a stab at what we could say to him?
Like I would say, I understand and I hear you. I know we have a list of things to work on. And that's where I get stuck. Because then I want to go, but this is the one time that we can do this special event. And
yeah. What's the most important thing to him in his life based on his actions?
Getting goals done.
Yeah. It's not hanging out with the kids or maybe hanging out with you or you guys together as a family, probably.
That's what I used to always think and would get triggered, but I'm finding he just treats everything equally. And
at least in his eyes, he does.
Correct. And I don't.
Yeah. You actually have a hierarchy of priorities, right? Whereas he's saying it's all flat. Everything's equal. Everything has equal weight.
Right.
Which is impossible to do. But, you know, if that's someone's reality, we want to validate that.
Right. And I have a hard time validating that because that usually surfaces in majority of our conversations.
Yep. Okay. So anyone want to take a stab at this one? This is a good one. Okay. Leonora's taking a stab there. I get it. You've been at work all week and you want to stay home and work on the house. Makes sense. Okay. So that's more or less what she's been doing. But you said, makes sense. She said, I understand. So Amanda, one tweak here for you is to start using, it makes sense, honey, that you want to work on the list tomorrow rather than I understand. And then you tell him how it makes sense. So what would be the statement that we would make to him that it makes sense based on what he cares about and how he sees things, all things being equal?
I'll take a stab at it.
Okay, great.
My issue. I would like to incorporate balance for this weekend. So let's say we designate a chunk of time. We can work on the house.
Okay, wait, time out. We're still, you're going into problem solving mode together as a couple, which is fine. It's great. Brainstorm. Okay. Your proposal is cool. First, you want to validate his world and what it's like to be him and how he sees things. So that's what we're working on.
Okay.
Makes sense, honey, that you want to work on all these projects tomorrow and do the list and you don't want to go out in the world. That makes sense. How does it make sense? What's the add-on statement that we say?
What would I add to after it makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah. How does it make sense to you is what we're trying to let him know.
It makes sense to me because the weekends are the only time he has to work on these things.
Yeah. And does he value his time to work like on those things that are really important to him?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Yep. So we just go with a little bit of that hybrid with Leonora's comment there. Makes sense, honey. You've been at work all week. You've busted your ass. You've worked really hard. You're really looking forward to working on these projects because this is the only time you have. Your time is precious and it's important to you. And you see things as all having the same weight and equal. And so it makes sense that you would want to do that. Hardest part for me in that would be things aren't equal based on his actions. right? He's saying, I want to do my own thing and work on the projects all day. I don't want to go out and do things in the world with you guys as a family. He's kind of saying that, right?
That's how I interpret it.
Okay. I mean, that's a priority thing. It's not equal.
Right.
Unless he said, for the morning, I'd like to work on the list, and in the afternoon, let's go out as a family. Okay. There might be a win-win there, right?
Right. Sometimes we get to that when we're doing good.
Yeah. Okay, so what we're just, you see what I'm trying to do here is we're just trying to validate his experience of how he does life and how he sees the world, and then, and also maybe he's got feelings about this. Well, I'm really frustrated because I never get time. You're always wanting me to go out and I can't. It makes sense you're frustrated because clearly you care about the project, the list. It makes sense. And it feels like I'm kind of like grabbing at you and saying, come hang out with us, and that must feel annoying or hard for you. I get it.
Okay.
Validation does what to a person's nervous system?
Calm them down. Right.
I don't have to fight to be right, to be heard. I can start to calm the fuck down. Okay, cool. Any adds, Jennifer or anyone else? And I want to answer Rebecca's other question here.
Yeah, I think you caught the piece. I was going to add on to that about, and I know how much you want to give equal time to things, even though he's not, but because he's saying that's important. And I like what you just said about the nervous system calming down, because to me, from that space, things could actually shift really fast. Because when he's calm, then he might go, oh, actually, I do want to go to the park with you guys. I think it's when it's a battle and when we are trying to be right or get our way or we don't feel seen, that's when the tension builds and things cannot go, they don't go as well.
Yeah, that's right. I loved what you said there at the beginning, Jennifer. I can see that you want to make everything level playing field and that it all matters to you. I can really see that that's your desire, it's your intention, it's what matters to you, it's what you say is important. That really makes sense to me. And it must be a struggle to have just 2 days to try to do it all and have it feel balanced for you. Damn, that's a lot to hold. Obviously you want it reciprocated. You're going to be like, yeah, but what about me and what the hell is going on with me on the weekends, dude? Which is why we need to be in a mutual relationship. But you get where we're going, yeah? Okay. And then Rebecca's question, could you ask if there is one particular thing that is really important for you to get done this weekend? You could. After I validate, though. I want to validate the hell out of him until he relaxes a little bit and feels understood. Like, yeah, thanks. This is, God, I feel like for the first time I don't have to fight for what I'm wanting this weekend. Oh, okay, cool. How's that feel, honey? Good. Jeez. And then, if you had to choose one thing this weekend, like what can you tell me, like, so I can support you in that? What's the most important thing you want to have happen this weekend? What's your dream weekend? What's your dream day here? And we just get him. And then later, Amanda, you get to say, what about me? First, we go with validating his experience. And because you have the skills and tools, and hopefully he learns them too. And then you can say, okay, do you feel, okay, we good there, honey? All right, well, can we talk about what I need for this weekend and what I'd like to see happen? Sure. And then you speak in a way that he's going to not blow up around because of you're considering his values, right? Okay. And then Leonora saying, I like the yes, no, yes. Yes makes sense. I would like to spend a few hours out of the house this weekend as a family. Would you like to work on the house Saturday morning and then spend the afternoon out? Right. I'm just going for win-win. How can this be a win-win? Because I'm not going to leave myself behind. I'm not just going to abandon my needs over here and let him do his thing. Because part of a guy who's like hasn't seen his wife all week or his family, and all he does is want to kind of get away on the weekends or distract or go work on his his projects, which could be the woodworking he does, the house. There's the endless amount of things. For a lot of us guys, that's a big fucking distraction, because we're honestly confronted by relationship. We're confronted by intimacy. It's intense for us. And this is true for women too, but I'm just trying to get his world, right? Like, God, why is this so hard? Well, there's layers why it's hard. We prioritize freedom over relationship in general, masculine versus feminine. We want to not feel trapped. So long-term partnership can feel really hard for a lot of guys. I'm not making excuses here. I'm just saying this is just there's layers underneath the behavior. Okay. Okay, cool. We did a good round there of validation. If we go back up in the chat box, so we reflect, we might interrupt them, which is active listening. That's the short version. We get a confirmation. Hey, we on the same page? Yep. Cool. Yeah. It makes sense that you feel that way. And this is one way. I'm listening to you. There's not an exchange going back and forth. Later, you're going to listen to me, but I'm all about listening to you because I am listening until you feel understood. At some point in here, I might share impact and just say, wow, I feel really tired and relieved that this conversation's over. Or I feel really grateful that you're willing to hang in there with me. Or I feel really, when I hear you talk, honey, I feel inspired because you care so much about what you care about, that thing you care about. But I got to mean it, right? Like anything. None of these tools really work if we don't mean them. We all know the technique, right? Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, makes sense. Uh-huh. Yeah, I get it. Right, the different vibe. Different vibe. Okay, any questions or comments, additions?
I do have a question.
Yeah.
Sorry, should I raise my hand?
No, you're good. I'm just kind of, anyone have a question, you can type in, you can raise your hand, you can just speak up.
Okay. Going back to what you just illustrated, if you don't mean it, it doesn't do anything. What if in the moment that is, say that's what I'm getting from my partner, where I call it dismissing, where I just don't feel like I'm being heard. Is it in my right to point that out, even though that will just trigger him?
Yeah, you got to start speaking up. You can't do the tiptoe thing. So you, absolutely. What would be the statement you could make? Anybody? It's an impact statement.
I typically say, I don't feel heard right now.
Does that work? That can work. I don't feel heard. What's another one? Yep. Rosie's saying, when you interrupt me, I feel dismissed. Or, hold on, honey. Wait. I'm just feeling really dismissed over here.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
Is it productive at all? It maybe depend on the context, but to say, can you tell me how it makes sense to you? Or is that going to be too confronting?
No, we want to make sure, because again, early on, we need to do that to ensure that someone's really with us. So like when I work with a couple, I'll always do that in the beginning. If someone says that makes sense, yeah, it makes sense. And I'm like, well, tell her how it makes sense.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah, Rebecca, one sec. Cool. And then we'll come back to the process. Jennifer, do you want to just say a quick something about the active listening? I can't remember if that's what you guys talked about last time, or did you guys talk about reflective?
We did both.
Okay. Well, you just kind of high level active listening.
Yeah, we covered more reflective listening. So Yeah, the active listening of being willing, and maybe this is, we're at the edge of that here, but being willing to interrupt and kind of use our voice and to stand up and make sure that we are with the person. So that if I am saying it makes sense, that I am actually with them enough to understand and to explain to them, to say to them how it makes sense. So we use active listening to pause a person so that we understand what they're saying, which may mean they have to repeat it for us, which may mean we have to repeat what we heard, do the reflective listening. So it's a way we stay with the person so that we really are present with them. Because otherwise you can kind of check out, just say, uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of us are with monologuers who go on. When it's their turn to talk, they talk. And we've trained them that that's okay. So we need to untrain and retrain and say, wait, I've been, you know what? Sometimes I listen to you, honey, and it's like 20 minutes. And I get lost. So I'm going to start interrupting you. And we give someone a heads up. I'm going to start interrupting you, not to be a dick or a bitch, but because I care and I want to stay present. I want to actually follow what you're saying.
And Jason, one thing I've been working with in that is it's active listening, but I'm also thinking of it as proactive listening. So to be proactive for myself, to make sure I'm standing.
Yeah, great. I like it. Yeah, really important stuff. What's up, Alexander? Good to see you, man. Always fun to see faces. Cool. So, and again, we can do a deeper dive as we go on any one of these tools. We're giving you just the listening part, right? Lufu. Listening until someone feels understood. That's the commitment we make. Very important. Daxa, did you have some?
Yeah, I noticed recently in my marriage that if I really don't understand Tony, my husband, but I'm still calm and I would like to validate, but I can't do it because I genuinely don't understand, then if I'm calm, it works to just say, "Just can you say more? Because I really don't understand how you're getting there."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just ask or we speak up because it's a different kind of process, and most of us have been trained in our school systems. We're quiet and we're supposed to understand. It's like the active student says, "Hold on, I'm not following you. I don't understand yet. Will you say more? Can you say it a different way for me?" Yep, great reminder. And Rebecca, do you want to ask that question?
Sure. So we have an ongoing circumstance that never seems to come to a resolution. And so anytime he attempts to bring it up, I find myself immediately like, oh, here we go again. And making it really hard for me to stay curious, to want to get his world, because I feel like I got your world. I've gotten your world 1,000 times and I had it 2 months ago. I don't need it anymore. And I know that's not a good approach to get anywhere, but I'm really having a hard time like emotionally not doing that.
What's in the way?
I guess feeling like we have had a lot of productive conversations about them, but then the productive portions of those conversations don't stick. It's like we always have to start back at zero.
It sounds like you guys need help, maybe from the outside. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is that helping to have a middle person in there to try to translate a little bit until you both are like, thank you, I feel understood?
Well, we've only done one session so far. We did a power 2.5-hour session, and yes, it was helpful. And we signed up for a package, so we're starting that tomorrow. So it's still kind of new. All right. But yes, that session was helpful.
Okay. I think that's going to help a lot. If you keep speaking up and say, you know, if I was working with you, just to say, Jason, I don't want to move on to other things until we deal with this. We got to keep dealing with this one issue that we go in circles around or doesn't get resolved. Can we just keep, I know I want to check out too, but can we keep coming back to this? Because I'm feeling unsettled still. Honey, I think you're feeling unsettled. Let's just try to get this one to zero if we can. Because usually what's going on too is there's probably going to be some projection in there and stuff that has nothing to do with what you're talking about, be a guess, but.
Usually does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I got to be committed. I know it's hard sometimes, but I have to look at what's in the way. Maybe there's a resentment that's in the way. Because the way you said it was like, I've fucking gotten your world 1,000 times. That tells me that you probably have a resentment there that doesn't feel reciprocated, that he's tried to get your world 1,000 times. So I would ask him, do you feel like you've tried 1,000 times? Because I feel like I've tried 1,000 times. Because it might be that there's a balanced thing and you're resenting him for that. I try harder than you, asshole. And then you're like, yeah. I'm tired. Because if we hang in there and our hearts here, we can understand anyone if we stick with it long enough. We can. It's one of my agreements in the 10 agreements. It's I'll stay up however long it takes to, I'm committed to understanding you however long it takes. But I want that to be mutual. I want you to stay up all fucking night too and be that committed to me as well.
Right. And I think that's it. It does feel imbalanced.
Yeah. So bring that to your next session.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Okay. I'm just going to read a couple of these comments. Jennifer, if I've missed anything, feel free to speak up there.
Actually, I wanted to say something or ask something about that last situation there with Rebecca. Is what about coming into like, so that does sound like there's a resentment there. There's something that's like, ugh, not again. But what about turning that into taking ownership? Like, wow, I'm noticing I'm feeling really impatient all of a sudden, or I'm noticing I can feel myself already feeling activated because you want to talk about this again. As an entry point, like to name it instead of skipping over it and then listening to him anyway, because there's not going to be any space there. And, you know, the conversation might not continue then because that might trigger him, but at least you'd be being up forthright and taking ownership of your experience.
Yeah. How's that, Rebecca?
Yeah, no, I think that that's a really good idea. And I think that he would be receptive to it. You know, if I was just like, you know what? Hold on. I just need to take a couple breaths because I know that you're going to want to talk about this again. And I'm just already feeling annoyed and I don't want to be annoyed. That he would be like, okay, that's a good idea. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, you find some resource so that you could actually listen a little bit.
Yeah. Thank you.
And again, it's we're revealing ourselves first. We're putting our cards out and saying, I'm going to reveal that I'm frustrated or sad or I'm feeling tired or discouraged already. And we haven't even started the conversation. Just to let you know, not as a push. We don't want to say it as a shove, like, fuck you. We're just trying to be vulnerable here. Yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah. I think ultimately it would help me calm down too, just voicing it.
Yeah. Great. Cool. Thanks, Jennifer.
Back to the nest, Jason. Just, you know, how we started taking that time to check in.
Yeah.
So to make that a practice.
Yeah. Great. Cool. I'm looking at who's on the call. Sweet. So just, we're winding down here. We're going to stop in a minute. And I wanted to just make sure you guys all are well aware of the relationship school and you're thinking about coming, whether it's to the 9 month or we're going to open up just the live weekend option soon, where you can just come to Boulder just for the weekend. So hopefully if you can't do the 9 month, cause you're like, well, that's intense and intimidating. You'll come to the weekend, September 29th through October 1st. So hopefully you guys can make it. And remember you'll get your roots discount. We'll have a little roots hangout most likely as well. Couple things here. So Leonora, I have to tell my partner, sometimes I don't have space to hear him at all. Sometimes too triggered to validate him, especially if there's resentment. Exactly. Catch myself fake listening. cause him to keep repeating himself. Yeah. So I try only validate when I have the space to. I think this is healthy? Question mark. I mean, you gotta, like Jennifer was sort of sharing there, just reveal what's actually happening for you. I think that's the best move, is to be honest about what's going on for you. I have resentment here. I've been half listening because I'm still kind of hurt and angry. And I'm just owning, I'm calling myself out on that, you know, rather than go towards blame or some kind of accusation of any kind. And then say, yeah, I'm actually not able to validate you right now. I'm not able to understand you. I don't want to. I want to take a break. I need a time out, that kind of thing. Amanda, I'll just speak to this one real quick and then we'll stop. What if your partner is growing weary and tired of our dynamic where he's not willing to stay up to work through a triggered situation? Staying up is different than staying with it. So some of us just get tired at night. We actually can't cognitively keep listening and learn, and it's not useful. It's actually counterproductive to stay up all night. Like, I'm a stay up all nighter and my wife is not. She'd rather be like, let's pause and pick this up in the morning. I'd rather be like, no, let's get this done. And we have to figure that out. We have to navigate that. What matters is we're going to come back to it until it's finished. If it takes us a week, a month, if we need external help, if we need resources, if we need friends over, if we need, you know, a coach, like whatever, like can we both agree? Can we have a shared reality here that we're gonna do this until it's finished? We both nod heads. Great. That means we both have to come back to this. Yeah, honey? Is that it's harder for the islands, the distancers, to come back because they're really comfortable with distance and silence. And that's the family. You got to remember, that's the family they grew up in. It was silence for days, weeks. No one closed up any loops. And they learned to be completely self-reliant and okay with that. So it can be really frustrating for us that want to talk about it. And come on, can't we just finish this? It's like, no, man, I'm comfortable over here not saying a word about this. What? You're still mad about this? Like, I thought we were done with this. That's more of the island. So they need some help, you know. Admittedly, the islands will usually say, yeah, I'm challenging to be with because I tend to be comfortable over there, not near you, and not wanting to talk about it. If they can own that, that's a big step. Yeah, cool. Alexander, thanks, man. Yeah, so last statements here is this community is about practice, and Jennifer's helping us move this forward into more of a practice setting. And I think it's going to serve you more, honestly, and it helps us get to know each other more, and we get to wrestle with the tools. So this is a much more dynamic way of doing this community. And so more changes coming as we roll those out, and your feedback is totally welcome. You can email us anytime. Yeah, Jennifer or myself. And you can just post it in the Facebook group too. That might be a good place for it as well. Okay, guys. Jennifer, anything else from you?
Nope. Super excited. I'm just like, let's do this. Yeah, great to be here.
Awesome. Thanks for your input today and your help.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Thanks. Ciao. Take care.